حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین، حسین یا حسین.
اعوذ باللہ السمیع العلیم من همزات الشیاطین واعوذ باللہ ان یحضرون انه هو السمیع العلیم. بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. الحمد للہ رب العالمین والصلاة والسلام على اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین حبیب الہ العالمین ابی القاسم محمد. وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين. اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابه له على ذلك. اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاهدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله. اللهم لعنهم جميعا. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. أما بعد، فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى في كتابه المجيد وقوله الحق، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، واعتصموا بحبل الله جميعا. درود به محمد وعلى آله.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
With this hope and prayer that inshallah Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reveal the words on this speaker that will be beneficial for both the speaker and the listener, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
With this hope and the prayer that inshallah our tiny efforts will be accepted by Allah and His awliya, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And lastly, for the destruction of the plots of the enemies of Islam, recite another loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Under this ayah, wa'tathimu bihablillahi jami'a, we have started this discussion regarding the understanding of what is the responsibility of us as an ummah. What are the things, what are the qualities, what are the attributes that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in us as a nation. Not as an individual, but as a nation. As mentioned in this ayah, that وَعَتَثِمُوا بِحَبْلِ اللَّهِ جَمِيعًا, that we have to hold the rope of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, حَبْلُ all together. We have started this yesterday. We have started the discussion that Allah Matabatabai Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alayhi has mentioned under the ayah number 200, the last ayah of Surah Ali Imran, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has asked or obligated three obligations on the mu'mineen. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu isbiru wa sabiru wa rabitu. And we explain his understanding from these three words, that how he understand, Allah ta'ala understand from it. One part that I told you at the end of the previous majlis, that the discussion that Allah ta'ala has mentioned under this ayah is very comprehensive and a detailed understanding of the view of Islam about collective effort that we as an ummah has to put together. One title that was quite important for us that Allama Ta'ala has mentioned, that Al-Islam Ijtima'iyun Bijami'i Shu'uni, that Islam is a collective religion in all the dimension, in from any angle that you look at Islam, it is a collective religion. That title that is there, Allama Ta'ala has a very interesting discussion regarding it. And today, inshallah, because of the limitation of the time, I am not reading the Arabic and doing the translation, but directly reading from the translation, which is translated by Maulana Sayyid Akhtar and it's printed by Wafis Publishers, or Wasif Publisher. I think you can find it online. So I am reading from volume number 7, page number 181, the last part of the page 181, and I will read a few lines for you. So that inshallah, as a reference, whenever you want to get more detailed understanding of this ayah and see the opinion of Allama Ta'ala Rizwanahu Ta'ala regarding it, you can go and read this part. As far as the translation is concerned, maybe there are certain places where it can be more precise, but inshallah, at least as far as the gist of the understanding is concerned, it will convey the message for us. So I'm again saying that just I'm reading few parts of it, so that inshallah we can go and then we'll start on our next topic. Recite the salawat. So the title is this: Islam cares for social order in all its aspect. The words watathimu, sorry, ya ayyuhallazina amanu, he mentioned the words and they said that prove this fact apart from many other verses. Like, for example, this title that is there, it is proof that what we are saying is there. And not only this ayah, but other ayahs are also there. After that, he say, Islam makes it a point to establish collectivity in every rule and law. Okay, again, see that. The statement of Allama Ta'ala is very general, and he's talking about each and every law, rule, precept that is there in Islamic Sharia. Okay, Allama says that Islam makes it a point to establish collectivity or ijtima'iyya in every law and rule which can be observed jointly or performed collectively in relevant manner. There are two things that Allama Ta'ala mentioned, and then he said that these are the two points that a researcher or a person or faqih has to take care of it while he is looking at the ahkam of the Islam. Two things he said: that in every action there is collectivity. This is a general rule. This is a universal principle of Islam. Okay. But he said that the person who, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has designed this Sharia for the human being, he is taking care of two things. One is like, which can be the ahkam that are there, the type of the hukum that is mentioned, that how you have to collectively perform this, it is related to what type of hukum that is there. Okay, so different ahkam can have different type of way of performing and reaching this object, this goal or the target of collectivity. Okay, but the collectivity is there. Maybe you can see that in certain places you can see that, like, for example, everybody has to come together and perform this action, and in certain places there is another way with which you can able to reach that target of collectivity. But the spirit of collectivity is there in all the ahkam, number one. Number two is the because these ahkam are the for the human being, the limitations for the human being are also there. So there is no hukum where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create an osru haraj for the human being, that it is completely become impossible for the human being to perform. So you have to keep in mind that the person who is creating the Sharia for the human being, he is taking care of the limitations of the human being too. So in certain places, if you see that the hukum of performing a specific action is not there collectively, don't think that the collectivity is not important in it. Okay, so the second point where he mentioned these two points, inshallah, we'll give the examples for that, and you will see that how Allama Ta'ala understand that. So he said the research scholar should look into two in this matter with two in two forms or two angles. Number one, one should keep in view the difference in degree of emphasis on collectivity. So it is possible the degree of emphasis on a specific hukum can be different. In one hukum, it is different type of collectivity that is mentioned, and in another hukum, there is a different type of collectivity. The lawgiver has ordained joint effort directly in jihad to the extent that it is necessary for the defense. So he said that one of the examples is jihad. the holy defense. In the holy defense, you can see that it is a collective hukum. Everybody has to come together, joint hand together. All the ummah has to come together to fight with the enemies of Islam. And it's very clear collective hukum that is there. Okay, this is one type of hukum where Allah Ta'ala wants to explain the degree of emphasis on the collectivity in different ahkam. So he gives the example of the jihad, which is very clear, very, very obvious that it is the collective hukum. The second example, he said that fasting and hajj. I'm again saying, yesterday I mentioned to you that it's quite interesting that Allah Ta'ala is mentioning the fasting, which apparently it seems that is a very individual hukum that is here, and it has nothing to do with the collective effort. Allah Ta'ala is saying then fasting and hajj, and he brings fasting and hajj collective like together in the same example, okay? He says the fasting and hajj has been obligatory for everyone. So first of all, it is obligation is there on you, everyone. One thing, one condition is there. It is everyone, which is al-mustati bila ma'adhur, bila udhrin. In Arabic, he mentioned that a person who has a capability or capacity to perform it, and he do not have any udhr. Like for example, if he have any udhr in the istita'a, in both cases, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said, okay, you are exempted from this hukum. And as a people are bound together for these two rites to worship. Now, it is interesting for Allama Tawadawai, and again, I'm saying that I'm not going through that detail which Allama Tawadawai has mentioned. He says that, like for example, for the psalm also, when a person is performing the psalm, and each one of us are performing this duty, there are places where we have to come together. Like for example, he is going back and forth in the holy month of Ramadan, it's highly recommended to go to the mosque. When he's going to the mosque and have a feeling regarding the other Mu'min brothers and Muslim brothers, that what type of relationship that created among them with the help of this fasting, you will see the effect of it. And he says that the implication of that you can see on the day of Eid al-Fitr and on the day of Eid al-Adha, where it is asked by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that all the mu'min come together for the Salatul Eid. He said that it is actually the result of the, or it is the effect of the psalm that they are performing. It means that the spirit of collectivity is there. And you should have to understand that. If you're not understanding, if it means that you're not understanding the spirit of psalm. I'm again saying that I'm not going to too much detail. And then he gives the example of Salat. He says that, okay, on one hand, we are asked to perform the salah. It is wajib on all of us. And then, because it can result in usru haraj, it is not wajib to perform it in the congregation and the salatul jama'ah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala compensate it with the help of salatul jum'ah. That is wajib on once a week, so that all the mu'min come together and perform it in the form of the salatul jama'ah. So this is one type of dimension that we have to be careful about. The second dimension, he said that it's a difference between the salah, the individual salah, that is wajib on us, but when it's come to the salatul jama'ah, it's mustahab, it is not wajib. Okay, Allama Tabarani said that how he looked at this hukum of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He said that, as we have seen, Islam has prescribed congregational for something directly. Like for example, you have to come together and perform it. It is direct hukum, mustaqiman. Further, you find that in some other cases, it has put emphasis on gathering and collectivity without making it directly obligatory, like wajib, okay? Like he gives the example of Salatul Jama'ah. But he says that it is a sunnah and highly recommended. It is not wajib, but on the other hand, it is highly recommended. Now he quoted an hadith from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And look at the hadith and how severe this hadith is. And again, sometimes the emphasis that is there on the ahkam, which is mustahab, but when you look at the emphasis, it how important it is, see that how Rasulullah ﷺ, he said that once said about a group of Muslims who avoided to coming to the congregational prayer. He heard that, okay, there is a group of people who are not coming to the Salatul Jama'ah. But keep in mind that, again, because we have limited time, don't try to get results directly from this or reach the conclusion directly from this hadith, okay? Allah Ta'ala also mentioned later on that it is on the faqih to understand this hadith properly in a comprehensive way. But keep in mind that these hadiths are regarding a system where the wali is there, system has established, and now this hukum of Salatul Jama'ah is there, okay? Keep in mind in this specific circumstances in your mind. Now, Rasulullah heard that, okay, there is a group of Muslims who are not coming to the Salatul Jama'ah. Okay, Salatul Jama'ah is not wajib, okay? Salatul Jama'ah is mustahab, it is not wajib. So if a person do not like, he's allowed to not come to the Salatul Jama'ah. But having negligence towards a specific thing is not allowed in Islam. Okay, so now when Rasulullah heard about it, he said that, see the severeness of the hadith that is mentioned there. Okay, we are on the verge of ordering about a group that has left praying in the mosque that firewood should be brought and put on their doors, that fire be kindled over them and their houses be burned down on them. Look at the hadith and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is rahmatun lil alameen, who is ruhamau bainahum, if a person is have a negligence toward this hukm of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, again, this is all about the spirit of collectivity. It means that you do not have that spirit of collectivity where you can come together and work with the mu'mineen. You think, okay, I have a separate thing and I can do myself, okay? This is the point where we have to, again, I'm saying that don't start taking the results from conclusion right now. But we want to understand it, okay? That when the system is established, you do not have the right to to weaken the system. You don't have the right to do that, okay? You have to make it strong and strong and strong. And this is our response to that. And he said that this is the way to be followed in all the tradition established by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He said, salawat. That for example, it is obligated to preserve this tradition, the sunnah, in all possible means and all. But he, right after, he said that these are the subjects related to ijtihad based on the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That's why I'm saying that don't reach the conclusion, but the spirit that we can learn from it, which Allah ta'ala is trying to convey this message to us, is very important for us to understand and keep in mind. And later on, after that, Allah said that now we know that Islam emphasized collectivity in all laws which it has laid down for the people. That in the Sharia we see the collectivity as well as in the noble manners, akhlaq. You know that again, in the akhlaq, the mindset that we have is the, when you go to normally so-called like irfan, the pseudo irfan that we have, it is more about individualism. It is saying that, okay, you have to disconnect yourself from the ijtima, from the group of mu'mineen. But Allama Ta'ala is saying that as well as in the noble manners, that ethics also, and the basic beliefs. Interestingly, again, in the belief system, also, Allama Ta'ala has mentioned that, and he explained that later on, that why I am saying this, and why I am saying that this is the spirit of Islam in all three dimensions, whether it is ahkam, or akhlaq, or aqaid. In all these things, the collectivity is there, the ijtima is there. If you are not able to reach that point of ijtima, the way you understand these ahkam and akhlaq and aqaid, it means that there is something wrong with your understanding of Islam. You have to go back and revive your understanding regarding Islam. This is the point that we want to put an emphasis on it, that this is the message of Islam. This is a message of one of the great scholars of Islam. And inshallah, your salawat will increase his darajat. Inshallah, recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So yeah, you have seen that now. I think all these ahadith and Quranic ayat and a little bit of understanding, the understanding that we want to create for ourselves, I think this conclusion we can easily take: the emphasis of collectivity in Islam, emphasis of working in a collective manner for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the banner of the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for a single goal. This is the type of ummah or the group of people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create. Now the topic that we have started last year, at the end of last year majalis, was what are the attributes or qualities of that group of people who are coming together and trying to perform this duty in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As I mentioned to you that normally when we talk about individual people, individual person, the qualities, attributes, we talk about the virtues and the vices. What are the things that you should try to establish in yourself? What are the vices that you have to try to get rid of it from yourself so that inshallah we can get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The same is the case because we have this understanding that the ummah is one unit right now. And it has the hayat and the mamat as mentioned in the Quran. It is a living being actually. It has a life. So at the same way we talk about the individual attributes, individual vices and virtues, the same way we have to try to understand that what are the virtues and the vices that, as far as the virtues are concerned, that we have to establish in that ummah, that team of people who come together, and what are the vices that they have to get rid of, and they should not have these type of qualities in it. In the last year, we have started the discussion, and three or four, I think, attributes we have presented. And inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us a tawfiq, then we should continue that. And maybe if another time, we can go back and try to discuss the things that we already discussed. But just to point out as a like a pointer, just to at the bullet points, what we have already discussed, recite a salawat. The first thing that we mentioned is that in the definition also of the organization that we discussed in the beginning and the team that we have discussed in the beginning, just keep in mind that the initial discussion was a bit general discussion that we had. Like, for example, the importance of the teamwork, importance of the collective work that is there, okay? Whether you are on the path of Haqq or whether you are on the path of Batil, okay? If you want to see the results of your effort, you have to work collectively. This is understandable intellectually also, rationally also we can understand that. And Quran and Sunnah is also trying to propagate and push us towards that direction. But right now we are talking about the attributes of Hizbullah. Okay, we are talking about a group of people who come together for a single cause, but this cause is the fi sabilillah, under the banner and the flag of Waliullah. Okay, so this is the by this theme that we are working on. We are not talking about a general teamwork here. We are not talking about that thing, but we are talking about Hizbullah. What are the attributes for them? Definitely on the other end, we have to understand the vices of Hizbul Shaitan too, so that we should disconnect ourselves from those etiquettes that are there in Hizbul Shaitan, as mentioned in the Quranic ayat and explained in the riwayat. So the first thing that is mentioned, we have discussed, is that having a central point, a wali, a central point around which a candle around which all the people are revolving, okay? And the group of people that are connected together, they have to follow the instruction from that wali, okay? And follow in a complete ita'ah, and the muti is there, okay? If this relationship of Imam and Ummat is not there, we will not able to get the result from it. As Imam Ali salatu wasalam has mentioned that regarding the people, when in the battle of with the people of the Muawiyah, he mentioned that haulail qawm, like ya ajaban wallahi yumitul qalb wa yajribul hamma min al ijtimai haulail qawm ala batilihim wa tafarruqikum an haqqikum. So these people of the Muawiyah, despite the fact that they are on the batil, they are united under the banner of their Imam, whatever the Imam in Nar is there, okay? Which Imam, Quran is mentioned that Aimmatun Nar, they are taking them towards the Nar, towards the hell, but they are united, they are working together, they are under one banner. But you who have the right Imam, right Wali is there, but you are tafarruqikum an hakim, you are disunited. And Imam, at the end Imam says, Walakin la ra'ya liman la yuta. Me, despite the fact that I am the best Imam for you, but because you are the worst Ummah, then this Imam cannot do anything with you. Okay, so this point is very important, that we should be united with the one body. We've also discussed about the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, I'm saying that we have discussed the Quranic ayahs and hadith about that our trust should only be in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yeah, we are united, we are working together, we have hope in each other, we are supporting each other. But the final thing that our trust is as a unit, as a whole, is in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not on our effort that we are putting. We have to put the effort, but our tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it should be collective tawakkul. If suppose that the wali has the tawakkul, but the ummah does not have tawakkul, the results will not be there. And we have seen this example in the battles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in the battles with the Isad al-Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The fourth thing that we have discussed is about the clear goals and written manifestation. We have mentioned that in the last majalis. We have also mentioned that you have to put the fresh blood, you have to bring the new people, new faces in it, so that it should be continued. It's not the case that, okay, it become old and old, and that, okay, one time that was a good team was there, but it is not, the continuation is not there, okay? So the continuation should be there. So from today, inshallah, if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give the tawfiq, we will start discussing another point. Where the point is this thing, that when the team has been created, the group of people come together, they are there. One thing we have to keep in mind, that they should be active. Means that, you know, that when you are, when the water is moving, it has life, it has hayat. When water becomes stagnant, like for example, slowly you can see that after a few hours, few days, you can see that there is smell coming out from that water, which is there. Okay, it is not flowing. When the water is flowing, the hayat is there, the life is there, the strength is there. But if it is stagnant, then the smell is coming out from it. Now, when you have the goal, when you find the right team, when you have everything is there with you, if still you are just sitting and hoping that, okay, something will come and it will change the situation. No, this is not. It is your responsibility that, Bismillah, work in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Work in this path and you will see the results that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to create in us. Recite a salawat. All these examples, all these qualities that we mentioned, I use this analogy of Shajarat Tayyiba, and we discuss that. For example, when we're discussing about the central point, we discuss about the root of that Shajarat Tayyiba. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Alam tara kayfa fa'ala, Alam tara kayfa dharaba Allahu mathalan, kalimatan tayyiba ka shajaratin tayyiba asluha sabit faru'a fis sama tu'ti ukulaha kull hinin bi'idhni rabbiha. This tu'ti ukulaha kull hinin bi'idhni rabbiha is the thing that I'm talking about. That if you are Shajarat Tayyiba, if we have created that Shajarat Tayyiba, the fruit should be coming on the regular basis. Okay? It is not seasonal. That when the Muharram come, we are active, we are working, we are doing something. If Ramadan come, when we are doing something. Okay? It is our duty 24/7. We are working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way that we say, okay, now I am tired, I have done my responsibility. No, you are the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We as a team has the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we have to fight in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This mindset is the mindset of Bani Israel, where the Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam, they crossed the river, reached at that point, they are supposed to enter the Arz al-Muqaddasa. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salam asked them to enter the city. They said, okay, there are, like, for example, like I can say like this, that ISIS is there inside, like we cannot enter this city. How we can enter this city? And then they asked Prophet Musa ala nabiyyina wa alayhi salatu wasalam that qalu idhhab anta wa rabbuka, that you and your Lord go fight with these people, and that hauna qaidun, we are sitting here, we are just sitting here, you fight. And then when the success is there, when you say that, okay, the flag is on the top of the city, then Bismillah, come in, and the invitation will be there and we will enter the city. A lot of time, our understanding regarding the reappearance of Imam Zaman Ajallahu Ta'ala Fajr al-Sharif is like this. That we are hoping, this mindset is there, we are hoping that, okay, like the wali will come and he will change everything. The problem is that we have to prepare ourselves so that we could able to be the part and the supporter of the wali. And for this, I told you that, okay, there you have to go through the practice matches. Otherwise, if you go to the final of the World Cup directly, this team cannot be successful, okay? You don't have that mindset is there. You know that normally when the people are playing in the club soccer teams, they are good players, they are very expert players, they are very expert in their field, they are the top players, okay? They have golden boots with them. But when these individuals who are playing in different clubs, World Cup comes, and then they collect the country team, collect the different experts and different expert players from the different club teams, and they come together without major practice, okay? So you can see that those players who were, the results were there when they were alone. Now when they come in the team, because there is no synchronization between them, the results are not there. They are not ready to for that type of working together. So we have to prepare ourselves for that type of work. If we are not working, then the results are not there. And then when you look at this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned about a nation, the ideal nation that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the qualities of the nation, where Allah says that, okay, if you are not, ya ayyuhalladhina amanu man yartada minkum min deenillah, that okay, if you are not performing your duties, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bring another nation. In the qualities that are mentioned in that ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, yujahiduna fi sabilillah. They have this ability that they are doing, they're striving in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They are working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the work is there. They should start working. One of the problem, maybe if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give me the tawfiq, then one time we will discuss about that topic, is that in individual mindset also, when we look at the Islamic point of view, sometimes we have this thing that Islam, the emphasis that Islam is putting on the work and effort that you have to put in your life, we think that Islam say, okay, you have to go for the bare minimum. This is not the case. The mindset that Islam want to create in us, we have to put extra effort and get to the highest point, highest level that we can achieve. As an individual and as a group of people, as the ummah that we have to create. Don't aim high, aim for the best, work for it, strive for it. And then inshallah, tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us the result. Okay? This is the type of mindset that we are. If we are doing the tawakkul in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most powerful, who has everything in mind, then why I am hoping for the bare minimum? Hope for the best and strive accordingly, proportionally. It is not the case that I am hoping for the best that, okay, there will be a international government of Islamic government will be there. And if I look at myself, that how I am working, I am not doing anything. No. Proportionally, you have to work. Your work should in line with your belief system, your worldview. Okay. If it is not the case, it means that I am not working. I am saying that you jahiduna fi sabilillah, this jihad, this working, this activism that you are doing, activism not for the sake of activism. Activism with this title that you are doing in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, under the banner of the wali. And once it is there, then you are not stopping. That nothing is stopping you. Then you are working hard and hard and hard for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. There is no way then you can stop in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
So inshallah, this was these are the qualities inshallah we have to only one majlis is there. Inshallah, I will try to point out certain other points just to see that what are the attributes of the group of people, the ummah that come together, and how they have to try to reach those ideals that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and all of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see in the ummah. Inshallah ta'ala. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that in the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and by the remembrance of the companions of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam, he should give us the tawfiq so that we could be able to create that ummah, the ideal ummah that is Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam wants us to be. Inshallah ta'ala. Recite loud salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad.
Sallallahu alayka ya Aba Abdullah. Sallallahu alayka ya ibn Rasulillah. As-salamu ala al-Husayn wa ala Ali ibn al-Husayn wa ala awlad al-Husayn is a tradition that on 8th of Muharram, normally we commemorate and remember the flag bearer of Imam Hussain, Alamdari Karbala Abul Fadl al Abbas. I don't know where to start. In which musibah should I talk about? He's the personality for whom Imam alayhi salatu was salam has mentioned that bi nafsi ant. I don't know what status was there for Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salatu was salam. Imam Zainul Abidin alayhi salatu was salam has mentioned that all the shuhada have the envy towards Abul Fazl Abbas alayhi salatu was salam, and they see the status of Abul Fazl Abbas. He was the Qamr Bani Hashim. He was the moon of Bani Hashim. He was the son of Haydar Karrar. I know that you have heard that whenever the sound and the voice of the cry of the kids of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam, Alatash, Alatash, comes out from the camps of Imam Hussein, definitely it was tough for everybody. But how, I don't know how much it was tough for Abul Fazl Abbas, who was Saqi, who was a Saqi of the caravan of Imam Hussein alayhi salatu wasalam. He has the responsibility to bring the water for the kids. Now he is listening to this voice of Al-Atash, Al-Atash. Maybe they are saying to Abul Fazl, "Oh Abul Fazl, you are the Saqi and the water is not there." I don't know how Abul Fazl Abbas has spent these 2-3 days in Karbala. Again and again on the day of Ashur, it is mentioned that Abul Fazl Abbas come back again and again to Imam Hussain alayhi salam and say, "Mawla, Zaq al-Sadri, I cannot behold this anymore. Oh Mawla, Ali Akbar is not there. Ali Akbar is not there. Oh Mawla, Qasim has gone. Oh Mawla, Onu Muhammad has gone." Again and again, Imam is replying, "Oh Abul Fazl, Anta Sahibul Iwai. Abul Fazl, you are my flag bearer. You are Alamdar-e Karbala." At one point, Abul Fazl Abbas said to Mawla, "Where is my army?" Oh Mawla, there is no army. It is mentioned in the loop that the thirst was so severe on the kids that Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned to Abul Fazl Abbas, "Oh Abbas, let both brothers go together and bring the water from the river of Euphrates." When both brothers went towards the enemy see that two lions of Haydar Karrar are coming. Umar ibn Sa'd said to attack these two, but he said they try to separate these two brothers, otherwise you could not able to fight with the two son of Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. Narrators has mentioned the army attack in a way that they separated Imam Hussein from Abul Fazl Abbas. Imam Hussein returned back towards the camp. Abul Fazl Abbas went towards the river. It is mentioned that Abul Fazl Abbas reached the river. He was quite thirsty. And I know that the water that was there in that 3 days, definitely Abbas was not drinking anything. He was giving all the water to the kids. He was the most thirsty among all the 4 years of Karbala. But it is mentioned that when Abul Fazl Abbas took the water in his palm, I don't know what is he in this water, but he throws the water again and he sees that, "Oh my nerve, do you want to drink the cool water when my imam is thirsty?" It is not the loyalty, it is not the wafa that you drink before Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Then my Mawla Abul Fazl returned back towards the camp of Imam Hussain, and the sound and that came from the plain of Karbala. In qata'tum yamini, inni uhami dini. If you cut my right shoulder, keep in mind, till my last breath, I will defend my imam. Then the left shoulder of Abul Fazl Abbas has been cut down. And after that, there is a sound come in the plain of Karbala. Ya Khan!
brother, oh brother, say la back to me, my Mawla Hussain, inna lillah wa inna ilayhi rajiun, ise ala in kasara zari, oh abul fad, you have said leave your imam alone. Now imam is alone in this world. Imam is saying, Al bin Zabir, Yadubu an haram Rasulullah. Who will defend the haram of Rasulullah? Abu al-Fazl Abbas, you were the supporter of Ahlul Bayt.
We pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this saqi of Qawthar, with this saqi of Karwan of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wassalam, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remove the spiritual thirst of each one of us. And with the hand of Abu al-Fadl Abbas, we could able to learn the loyalty inshallah ta'ala. وَسَيَعْلَمُ الَّذِينَ ظَلَمُوا أَيَّمُ الْقَلَبِ يَنْقَلِبُونَ مَاتَ مِحُسَيْنَ 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 مَاتَ مِحُسَيْ